You probably think the horse was brought here by the Europeans, but originally they were native.
By 10,000 years ago, they were extinct. They were a prey animal. Other animals ate them, and so did people.
The Whitty Museum's Bruce Shackelford says once exposed, Native Americans took to the horses quickly.
They got incredibly good at it and incredibly good at riding them.
The Whitty's new exhibit, Splendor on the Range, is all about that.
You're going to see artifacts, you're going to see models and recreations. There's a full-size teepee that your children can get in, and you can too if you want to get down and get in it.
Presentations and stories by Native American actors round it out. Also Saturday,
we give away 1,000 plants to the first 1,000 people who make it there.
That's Ann Hayden, and the WE is San Antonio Water System.
We're offering 3 kinds of plants this year that are all monarch-friendly.
Those plants are food sources for the severely endangered monarch butterfly.
We always try to provide information about low-water-use plants.
The event is at SAW's headquarters this Saturday from 9 to 1. Then on Saturday evening, Ballet in the Park. Here's Ballet San Antonio's Jenny Ann Colon.
We head out to Travis Park, set up a stage, we have food trucks, then our dancers go out and do a performance for the community at large, and it's a great opportunity to expose everyone to ballet. This is an opportunity for us to bring the arts to the community.
She says the free performance is a great first exposure to ballet.
It's just families and people that love the arts.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.